Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Well, welcome to this week's Remix Podcast from Crossroads Farm at the Lanes in South Boardman. Today is, October? Are we in October already? Holy mackerel.
October 6th,
2024. I'm your host, Jason Reynolds, and I've got three students with me tonight. So why don't we go around the horn and tell us your name and where you go to school, even the grade.
I'm homeschooled. My name is Abram.
Okay. All right. What grade are you in, Abram?
Ninth.
Ninth grade? Okay. Freshman.
All right, my name's Trey. I am in 11th grade, and I go to Kalkaska High School.
Okay.
My name's Jaden. I am homeschooled, and I'm ninth grade.
All right. Did they ever want to homeschool you? Or
I was homeschooled actually, for quite a few years, yes.
I remember
were
that.
Were you? Yeah.
Yes.
I think I remember
that
story.
Right. Yeah, I remember you telling us, your testimony. All right. Well, actually, my family, all four of our boys are homeschooled, too, so go homeschool.
Nice. Woo! Yeah.
All right. And actually, I came really close to wearing my Kalkaska sweatshirt tonight. So, yeah, I'm wearing.
Got to flip different sides.
Yeah, Mansalona, I got the big choice. All right. So we're going to read what the discussion questions are for tonight.
Yep.
Can anybody tell us what the main subject or main topic of tonight's?
It's monster questions.
Monster questions that eat your
faith.
Faith.
Okay. All right. And so what was the big question tonight? Maybe not a question, but what, the big encouragement that you are God's...
Masterpiece.
God's original masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. So the first question, we don't have to go in order necessarily, but what's a weird talent that you have? A weird talent.
Mm. I can raise one eyebrow, usually on cue.
You can. Can you do it right now?
I doubt it because I'm smiling.
If we want to talk about this? Eyebrows, I can actually wave my eyebrows.
I can actually
wave one eyebrow by itself.
Oh my gosh.
And I can do either one, you know.
Wow. If you could only see this, folks, that was weird.
I would just scare people with that.
That's awesome.
I can sit and twirl a drumstick. I mean, I can just sit in there and twirl it like wherever I go. Over and over.
That's definitely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, I can't necessarily think of, I don't know. I know people that can do a whistling belly button thing. I'm not one of those people. It's really probably not real, but
Even whistle. So.
No, you can't.
I can't whistle.
Let alone do it with my belly button. All right, yeah, that's just plain gross. Anyway, all right, so we all have weird talents. We probably know people that have weird talents. Can you maybe tell me if you have a friend, if they have a weird talent? Like maybe somebody that you know pretty well that...
My friend can take her tongue and put it into three, what are they called?
Clover.
Clover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Bend it to...
Yeah. It's like when you do that and then push the middle in. Yeah. So three.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can anybody tie a cherry stem with their tongue?
No.
I can do that. I guess that is weird. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. What's the thing you like most about yourself? Can be anything. What's the thing you like most about yourself personally?
Can it be looks or ability?
Yes.
Both.
Probably anything, yeah. I like my ability to learn most anything quickly. I can retain knowledge pretty well, and I can learn things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people would like to be able to have that.
There's a lot of people that don't have that wish they did. Yes.
Yeah.
I can learn instruments really quickly.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can grab an instrument and just fiddle around with it, and I've been playing this for years.
Yeah. Well, and then we found out recently that you can sing.
Yeah.
You can sing really well.
It's hard too because I can't hear myself. Because I sing lower than everybody. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to, level myself out with everybody. Because when you're singing lower, your volume level is so much lower than when you're singing against tenor or whatever, you know.
Like your dad?
Yeah. Yeah. Real high pitch.
Yeah. The rock and roll sound.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing about myself is all the talents I can do that I'm blessed with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or like my physical, like all the physical things I can do. So
are you into sports and stuff like that?
I'm homeschooled, so I can't do many sports. Well, but the sports I can do, I've been in competitive cheerleading and like I do archery now. And
oh, no kidding.
I've done gymnastics and dance. So
okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, that's a neat thing. Just the different things that God has blessed us with. I think ultimately that's the thing that things that we can do, whether it be archery, gymnastics, or you know, different musical talents.
I would do more dance if it weren't for my leg. I mean, I do tap. That's.
Yeah, yeah. Note to self, don't drop drywall on your leg.
That's always
that
fun.
That might ruin your nutcracker career. I don't know. Something that Abram experienced one time.
Your fibula.
Yeah, holy cow.
You saw.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. All right, the third question. What do you think God is trying to chisel out of your life next? So we see this video of this this comedy group, and of course the name escapes me. Have you seen these guys before? What was the name of those guys? Anyway, they're acting. So one person is the person, and then the other individual is God. And so we actually see them with what they've got two objects. God's got two objects in their hand, in his hand. What is it?
Hammer and a chisel.
Hammer and a chisel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so God is wanting to chisel away all the bad stuff. Does it seem pleasant in that skit? Skit guys.
There you go.
Eventually it was going to come.
It does not seem pleasant. Stop taking all this away. It hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't like it a bit. So what do you think God is trying to chisel out of your life next? Is there something that you are experiencing right now that you feel like God is trying to release you from or chisel away from you?
I randomly opened up the Bible, right?
Okay.
And I opened up to Job 42, which it was talking, because like I remember it was it a few weeks ago, one Sunday, that it was talking about monsters, right?
Yep.
Because that was this
monster
that
questions.
Was, yeah, and it was talking about there's a monster and on Job 42. It talks about, and it's like got scales and breathes fire or whatever, and it's what I remember. But I was like, there's no way that's a coincidence. And he's telling me to start reading the Bible more, which I try to read the Bible every single night or more if I can.
Yeah.
But I definitely have more fun reading the Bible than I used to.
Okay. Well, good. So you're being encouraged more to read your Bible and draw closer to God that way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Either of you guys have something else you want to add, or
I think he's just gonna chisel the things that don't matter in my life and that I don't need anymore, or all the distractions that take me away from him.
Mm. Okay.
I'd say maybe laziness and neglect of some things that are important.
Yeah.
I just kind of try to push things off maybe longer than I should, that type of thing. So laziness was one of the things that he mentioned in the video. So whether it's just physically or mentally lazy, there's areas of your life that, you know, you don't give enough attention, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Been lazy about that myself. Yeah. All right. Number four, how does knowing God sees you as a masterpiece affect your view of yourself? Let me read that again. How does knowing God sees you as a masterpiece? He sees you as a masterpiece, like we saw this kit guys in that video, affect your view of yourself? How does knowing God sees you as a masterpiece affect your view of yourself?
Every time I play drums, drums is my it's my pleasure from God, you know? And every time I play, it shows. Like, I feel relieved. Like, it's almost like you're playing a game and you lose and you just want to punch something. It's like having a punching bag to punch, you know? And if I'm mad or, like, upset, I just go bang on my drum set. And that really shows something about, like, that's kind of my, how do I say this? Like, it's It's basically what I feel like God made me for, like drumming
and playing the drums. Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And that's like the biggest thing that I think He made me for.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Knowing I'm His masterpiece helps me like know that I don't need to be here for this world. I need to be here for Him and do the things that He wants. I don't need to be perfect for the world.
Amen. That's good.
I see that it's not necessarily my opinion that matters or the people around me's opinion that matters. It's His opinion, and His opinion is the same for everyone. So it's not about your own opinion. It's about looking for the right one.
Yeah. Looking for God's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, last question.
Alrighty.
Number 5, what is something God is asking you to do right now? Is God asking you to do something right now?
That's a hard question. Wow.
He might be, and I just don't know it yet. So.
Yeah. Could. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to, like, notice that you received it. Like, received a question or an answer from God, you know? It's like what I usually like to do is I like to, like, when I read my Bible, I'll close my eyes and randomly flip to a random page, and like I'll ask a question before I like open up the Bible. And
yeah, I do that too.
Yeah,
if I don't know what to read, I'll just say, let me open the right page.
And it's it's like you're like skim through words. I'm like, hey, like, He loves me.
like something jumps out to you.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So maybe through reading His word, then He reveals Himself in different ways and directing you to what He would like you to maybe do at that particular time or that sort of thing. Okay. So this is your first year, Jaden, on crew.
Yep.
So can you kind of quickly tell us that process of how the Lord directed you to be on crew?
So I was at summer camp this year, and Miss Dawn and Doug popped in at summer
camp. Who are here tonight.
Yeah.
How about that?
And Dawn said that her and Joe have been watching me, kind of creepy, right, watching me throughout Santa my Claus. Years here. And she was like, I really want, like, we would really appreciate and want you on this crew. So she offered that to me, and she said, fill out the papers and ask Joe, and they would love it. And then she prayed over me, and then I started bawling my eyes out at summer camp.
Oh, did you?
But that kind of showed me that God wanted me to,
pursue that pathway.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, tears have a way of kind of solidifying maybe what we're supposed to do and confirm it, especially when other people see something.
I don't cry much, and definitely not in public, so that was a sign.
Yeah, I don't even cry when I'm alone. Like,
yeah,
so it has to be something really real. Yeah, like my grandpa's like he's going through dialysis right now.
Oh, right.
And he's pretty, like, it's like a 50-50 chance right now. Either he, and it's not necessarily like he can make it long for like maybe a few more months, maybe, unless a miracle happens, which could,
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, he can do that.
But it's more of a because he's in so much pain.
Yeah.
I mean, he has he's a amputee, he's got amputated toes, and he has got so much liquid in his legs that he can't even feel his legs sometimes. Either he can't feel them or they hurt like crazy. So he's like getting to that point where if he's deciding if he wants to keep going or not.
Well, and definitely somebody that we should be praying for.
Yes.
Yeah, from my conversation with your dad. So and maybe what God is calling you to do maybe right now is just to continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus to Him and to love Him and, love Him into Christ, into coming to Christ.
I don't know, if He's fully accepted it yet. I mean, I don't, and here's what I'm scared about. If He gets a chance, like, right before He dies, if we're like, you could just go ahead and give it a try, like, then there's nothing wrong with, like, I'd rather live my life thinking that I'm gonna go somewhere happy, you know, like, and that's mostly what most people pick, you know, like, it's good to live your whole life happy and think you're either gonna have a chance to go to heaven or hell, like, and if you're good and try your best, you'll go to heaven, and that's and
accept Christ into your heart. That's very important.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard to think if he can get another chance to be able to get into all the Christianity, because he's far away from that. Like, he used to believe, but he had a lot of problems and started drifting the other way, and now I don't know where he's at.
So I'm gonna probably butcher this, but there's a story in the Bible where the person that owns the vineyard starts asking people if they would come in and actually work at the vineyard. And there's somebody that comes in the morning. There's somebody that comes in, a couple of them come in at different points of that day. And then there's somebody that comes at the last hour of the workday. And so when it came time for them to all be paid, they were all paid the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
And the people before the last person that came, like the hour before, work ended, they all complained because that guy who came in last got the same pay as everybody else before him. And what the point of the story was is that everyone can come to Christ regardless of the timing of it. Okay. Even the person that comes at the very last moment of their life,
like deathbed,
they still, there's a deathbed acceptance, they're still welcomed into God's grace and mercy into heaven, compared to somebody that, maybe had been a believer for 80 years of their life or all of their life. That person and the person that just accepted Christ on their deathbed, they're all welcomed into heaven. So that's the beauty of God's love. It doesn't matter. It would be better if you were to accept Christ earlier in life, but we're not everybody's in that, place. But the Bible specifically says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It doesn't matter whether it was when you were 5 or when you're 95. God's gift of grace and mercy and love is for everybody. So, Trey, do you want to add anything, or I don't want you to fall off that chair because you're about ready to.
No.
He's bored.
Is there something God's specifically asking you to do?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm really not sure.
Okay, that's all right. Well, and you guys are, you're still at a place in life where you're doing something for Christ. You're here at Crossroads Farm. Actually, all three of you are in some sort of leadership. You're in the tech booth, Trey, and Abram, you're on the worship team. Jaden, you're on crew. Actually, you two are on crew, Trey and Jaden. But so you're doing something. And I think as you continue to follow Christ and whatever he feels like you're calling you to do right now, he'll open up those. He'll let you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know that. So. All right. So that was the last question. And that's it for today's Remix podcast. We want to thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week at the shed. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org. And contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.